And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:47 here this morning, we're pleased to have joining us Tricia Fullerton, Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator. Big addition to the schedule coming here this later today.
Tricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks.
Doing all right. Wednesdays, Farmers Markets starting up today, correct?
That's right. We start tonight from 5 to 6:30 at 7th and Merchants.
Well, that's exciting. That means summer's here, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Some days we're feeling it, some days we're not. But yes, summer is here.
Well, we'll try to keep the rain away from the, opening session of the Wednesday markets here. Again, as Tricia mentioned, 5 until 6:30 at the Farmers Market parking lot of 7th and Merchant. But there is no market this Saturday, correct?
That's correct. We're going to clear out so that everybody can come around for the Unbound Gravel Race. We're excited about that.
And then everything returns to the what is now the summer normal schedule, Wednesdays and Saturdays next week.
Correct. We will be Wednesdays and Saturdays, both starting after this Saturday.
Okay. Well, what can we expect tonight, Tricia?
Well, tonight it's very exciting. We're going to have all of our regular vendors coming in, of course, and it's rain or shine. Don't let the rain scare you away. Our vendors are very faithful. They come out, and they will be bringing out their local produce. We have several local artists that join us as well, and they bring out some of their fares, so it'll be a great time at the farmers market.
What is, I guess, maybe for folks that are planning to come in, they're not exactly sure what can they expect as far as the veggie side of things. What's in season right now?
So in season right now, we have several different lettuce varieties and kale and spinach. We have radishes, garlic, onions. We still have some great garden plants if you're still working on getting some things in your garden or if some of them got a little too wet and maybe you want to start over again. We have a lot of that available.
So what can we expect to be seeing here, let's say, in the next couple of weeks, Tricia?
So in the next couple of weeks, starting next Wednesday, John Way has come in. He's going to have some hot food available, so you can come out and get a pulled pork sandwich with some great sides, and that'll be a lot of fun. He does a lot of local auctions, so people are probably pretty familiar with him and with the food that he brings in. We have our T-shirts for sale for our 40th anniversary. We're still celebrating that all season long. We join with the library. We join with the Arts Council. We have the Master Gardeners. They came out and did a sick plant clinic on our first outdoor market, and we'll be seeing them again, as well as the Extension Office with some cooking demos. They'll be doing those Wednesday night each month, so you can look forward to that, too.
So there's a lot happening here at the market. How cool is it to have not just the traditional vegetables, but have now some of the different other vendors in and also the entertainment side of things?
Yeah, I think it's great. We've had Joe Foster with his sons joining us for a couple of markets already, and that's been great. They have so much talent, and it's been a lot of fun to have them. So, you know, the farmers market is really one of the best ways that you can invest in and support the local your local community. It's just a great way. We have nonprofits come in that are sometimes doing fundraisers. Again, local artists. It's just a wonderful way to invest in the area.
So what kind of produce will be coming into the season here in short order, Tricia?
Oh, some things may be running a little late, we've heard, but we're hoping soon, you know, when you get into July, we start getting the fresh corn on the cob and we start getting the tomato, some of the things that really bring people in, cucumbers and squash, all of those things that everybody looks forward to in the summer. And, you know, the thing is it changes every week. You just never know. Some vendors get some things in a little earlier. So it's great to keep coming out and just checking what's going on at the farmers market because there is a great variety and it's always different.
For vendors, can they jump on board at any time or basically once you have the list set in the early part of the season, that's the list that you roll with?
Vendors can join us anytime. We have plenty of space available. So with having the parking lot, we have a great big area. So we can always take on new vendors. I've been in contact with a few this week that may join us. And we also have a vendor who's planning to bring in a milling demonstration to do some grain. And we're really excited about that, see what that is like, and be able to show people how some of that works. And then they can also purchase that ground grain.
It's all grown live and local at the Emporia Farmers Markets. And the Wednesday's season begins this afternoon at 5, goes until 6:30. Well, Tricia, anything else we need to add?
You know, we will be doing some stuff for the kids on Saturday mornings through June and July, so watch for our Power of Produce program. kids are going to get to purchase some things through the farmer's market. I think we'll be making some fresh salsa for them to try out and things like that. So it's a great family affair on Saturdays as well.
It's a great name, too. Power of Produce Program.
Like that.
Love that, yeah.
That's right.
Tricia, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tricia.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Tricia Fullerton, who heads the Emporia Farmers Market. The Wednesday season begins today.
Yes.
Farmers Market parking lot, 5 until 6:30. We hope to see you there.
Hope to see you there. And did want to really pass along here, Ron, before we switch out of our interview schedule, that we do have a couple of other road closures that have been announced here for Lyon County. This involves Road 140 west of Highway 99 and also between H and J. 150 west of Highway 99 also at J, and also West South Avenue at Road H are new additions here over the last 10 minutes, and we are, as a matter of fact, as we speak, punching the button so that we have this up online at kvwe.com. So be sure to just track the closures. Right now we have most of our closures in Lyon County, just south and west of Emporia, couple just west of Americas, and the list is officially updated at kvwe.com as we speak.
Thank you, Chuck. KVOE live and local, 853, 63 degrees. Good morning.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle personal. Want to learn more? Tune into the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. Learn more about specific cancers and their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. Coming up, radiation oncologist Dr. Perez Tamayo will discuss lung cancer and the importance of getting screened. Tune in Monday, June 13th after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Blessings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. God's offer of new life and new hope is always before us. Majesty revealed in the world around us and grace born into our hearts. In worship, we joyfully are reminded of God's love for us.
Hi, I'm Pastor Carla Sheppy. Join us on Sunday mornings at 8:15 and 10:35 for worship. At 10:35, you can also find us on KVOE Radio or live stream from our website. Emporia First United Methodist Church invites you to join us in sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped me get to the first day at my career, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from my service helped me buy my first home. And I take pride knowing I will be the first to respond if my community ever needs me. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com.
You don't want to miss Washunga Days, June 17th and 18th in Council Grove, with presenting sponsor Farmers and Drovers Bank. Enjoy performances by Flatland Cavalry, Pecos and the Rooftops, Caitlin Butts, and more. Enjoy festival fun for all ages, including kids' activities, fireworks, food vendors, and a car show. Special thanks to elite sponsors Grove Gardens, Riverbank Brewing, TCT, and Twin Lakes Tees. See event schedule, artist lineup, and more at WashungaDays.com. Only $20 for a weekend packed full of festival fun in the heart of the Flint Hills.
Hey Emporia, this is Rebecca Herrera with Emporia Granada Theater, and I want to keep you up to date with what's going on at the Granada. Kick off Emporia Pride with the Emporia Drag Celebration, June 11th. Then the Claudettes grace the stage on Saturday, June 18th. Finally, Hunter Thomas will be here June 25th. Grab your tickets now for any of these wonderful shows at EmporiaGranada.com or through the Granada Theater box office at 805 Commercial. Now you know what's going on at the Emporia Granada Theater.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
Thank you for your business from Emporia's only authorized hot springs hot tub dealer and full service pool and spa store. First Start Pool and Patio, 2929 West Highway 50.
This is Troy Dahl from Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. We've been serving the Emporia area since 1995, and we want to thank our customers for shopping Emporia First.
Shop Emporia.
This is Susan Brinkman from the Bourbon Cowboy, Kansas's only certified woman-owned 6,000-square-foot, two-level country dance